Michael, how's it going?
Morning, Jared. It's going pretty damn well today. I've got one for possibly the grandparents, maybe, and one for the beret, corduroy jacket, and French cigarette smoking art house crowd.
Let's hear it.
We'll start with one called Bestsellers. This one stars Aubrey Plaza, who's very much a favourite of mine. She's been in films like Ingrid Goes West, Safety Not Guaranteed, and of course, she was in the TV series Parks and Recreation. Michael Caine also appears in this one. Of course, he's been in the Batman films. They were the Nolan Batman films, The Italian Job and Zulu. Scott Speedman makes an appearance in this one. And Ellen Wong, who was in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World quite a few years ago. She was also in the Glow TV series most recently. Princess Bride fans should also look out for Cary Elwes in a very small role in this film. I think he was related to one or two of the producers. This one's directed by Linda Roessler in her feature debut. The once renowned Stanbridge Publishing House has fallen on hard times. Even their young adult novels aren't finding a readership. Newly installed chief editor Lucy Stanbridge, played by Plaza, is so desperate for a hit book and not to sell the company to the slimy Jake Sinclair, played by Scott Speedman, that she invokes a clause in the contract of Harris Shaw, played by Michael Caine, long thought to be dead, who produced a single great novel back in the 1970s. Of course, that clause in his contract being to write another book. Needless to say, he's very cranky, he's perpetually drunk, and he's not very cooperative.
Michael Caine,
what a shock.
Not impressed.
Not impressed at all. It should have blown the bloody doors. We better stop doing this. I'm not really quite sure what to make of this film, given the casting of Aubrey Plaza suggests comedy, yet there aren't a lot of laughs to be found in a film that could be a mismatched buddy road trip from hell, or the heartwarming story of two stubborn, one particularly bitter and unlikable people, who come to realise that to unlock their own talents and capabilities, they just need to unlock their hearts first and learn to trust someone else. This could have been a Hallmark film, but Caine's Harris Shaw is way too crude and curmudgeonly for the audience to ever really buy any changes in his character. And it's also very weird to see Aubrey Plaza playing a straight role rather than the hilariously quirky, terrifying and enigmatic ones that she usually does so well. Bestsellers, it's fairly uneven in tone and pacing. Caine and Plaza do make it almost likeable, but this movie is more bargain bin than bestseller.
So we're going to get cosmopolitan now then.
Yeah, we're going Romanian. Oh. This one is called Baba Diela Cu Bucluc Sau Porno Bala Muc, or Bad Luck Banging or Loony Porn.
What a beautiful language.
That's Romanian for you. This one stars Katia Pascariu, Claudia Iremia, Olympia Malai, Nicodim Ungarianu, and it's written and directed by Radu Jude, or Ayude, who's made films like Sacred Hearts and Uppercase Print. He's a bit of an auteur and an enfant terrible of the Romanian filmmaking scene. This film did win the Golden Bear at the Berlin International Film Festival this year, and yet the US distributor of the film decided to remove 20 minutes of footage before the film could actually be screened publicly. Let's just say that Bad Luck Banging or Loony Porn is challenging viewing at times, particularly the opening sequence, which turned out to be totally unsafe for work, which thankfully I was watching with the office door closed and headphones on. I might not have been spending too much longer in my job if someone had seen what I was watching. But what it's about? Well, schoolteacher Amelia, played by Pascario, is in a sticky situation. A sex tape she's made with her husband has leaked out onto the internet, and some of the more vocal parents, led by Mrs. Lucia, played by Malai, are demanding that Amelia be fired, despite the fact that Amelia is apparently an excellent history teacher. Now, this story is told in three acts, following the initial act, of course, that was so shocking. Act one is Amelia nervously going about her business around a crumbling Bucharest, which looks anything but a desirable tourist destination in Eastern Europe. In the lead up to the meeting, it's filmed in a very naturalistic style, and I'm not sure if some of the people around the main character that we see are actually aware that they're appearing in a feature film. People are also very frustrated and they're hostile. Act two is like a weird montage of great and not so great moments in both Western and Romanian history, and also poses a bunch of philosophical questions. It just kind of stuck in there. And then Act 3 is the meeting with the parents that sort of descends into a kangaroo court under a steaming pile of racism, sexism, misogyny, hypocrisy, and conspiracy theories. There's so much to unpack in this film. It could be interpreted in so many different ways. Is it a metaphor for our response to the COVID pandemic? Is it an attack on capitalism and Western society? Is it just poking fun at humanity itself? Are we just a sick joke, according to the writer-director? Who knows? Baffling, quirky, sometimes tedious, and often outrageous, with three alternate endings, the last of which will leave you gasping with laughter, or possibly choking with it. If you see the film, you'll get what I mean there. This film will challenge you on every level, guaranteed to cause controversy and probably lead to a few walkouts. Bad luck banging or loony porn will leave a different lasting impression on each and every audience member, but it will be up to them to decipher exactly what it means. But I'm out of time to go any further. So to quote Porky Pig, that's all, folks.
It sounds like a quintessential European film there.
Oh, my word. And it's way beyond my intellectual powers to decipher it, I'm afraid.
With the axe, is it a classic in that like noir style where it's going to be act one with a...
There's a little plate at the beginning with a vague description of what it may be about, and then it all happens in front of you and you're just scratching your head going, what the hell am I watching?
That sounds good. I feel like I could watch that. I feel like I could watch it, but I don't know.
Well, it's 1:47. Watch the Australian European version. Don't watch the American version.
Thanks very much, Michael. That was Movies with Michael.